Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
5 miles further along the marathon route is Kenmore Square. The line of spectators there yesterday was only one person deep, but WBUR's Fred Tice found lots of enthusiasm.
Rachel Rukowski came from Pittsburgh to watch her boyfriend run the marathon for the first time. Rukowski is also a marathon runner. She hopes to qualify for Boston one day.
This is worse spectating than running the race. I'm just so nervous and proud of him for doing this. I want him to do well.
Rukowski's boyfriend hoped to finish in under 3 hours. It was a very windy early morning on Kenmore Square when she took her place before anyone else along the railing. A short while later, Natasha Voivodin arrived. She came from Dayton, Ohio. Her daughter, Anastasia, has been racing in the marathon since that fateful day of the bombs 2 years ago. She was a Boston University student then. That day, Voivodin was close to the finish line in the meeting area when the bombs went off.
It's scary, but we were back.
How do you feel about being back?
Good.
When she got to the barricade, Rachel Rukowski draped a Norwegian flag over the railing so her boyfriend could spot her as he came down Beacon Street. He's originally from Norway. It's her first time in Boston.
Yes, first time in the city of Boston. It's been wonderful. We went to a Red Sox game. We did the Freedom Walk. We explored the city. Everyone's been wonderful and welcoming.
A Boston police officer plugged the number of Rukowski's boyfriend into his marathon app so he could keep track of him for her and give her a heads up as he drew closer. At one point in the race, another Norwegian, not Rukowski's boyfriend, also saw her flag and was cheered by the sight. Minutes after Rukowski's boyfriend passed, he texted her from the finish line a mile away. He had finished the race in exactly 3 hours. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.